In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Consider just how extraordinary it was when our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, walked upon the earth, when he spoke and when he worked his mighty deeds. Because of the mystery of the Incarnation, that it was God in human flesh, God walking upon earth. So, you could, when our Lord was in the flesh, walk up to God. Just imagine that, walk up to God. You could ask God a question directly, and then he would answer, probably in a way you didn't want him to, but you could. Truly a remarkable thing. Could you think of a more remarkable demonstration of God's power and of his existence than the incarnation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? And yet, because his divine nature was veiled in human flesh, because remember, in addition to being true God, he's true man, so he didn't look like God. What greater sign could there be? And yet, when our Lord walked upon the earth, there were many, perhaps most, well, first of all, because a lot of people didn't live in Palestine, so they didn't know him while he was on earth. And a lot of people rejected him. A lot of people said to him, "Give us a sign, show us that you are the Messiah." And in response to this, our Lord says, "This generation is an evil generation." Better translation would be the older one, which said, "A wicked and adulterous generation." Not just evil, but unfaithful. It seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah. Just as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. Now, the sign of Jonah, it has multiple meanings. One, of course, is what we all think of when we think of Jonah, the whale. And as Jonah was in the whale for 3 days and three nights, so the Son of Man was the Son of Man within the belly of the earth. We're talking about our Lord's death and resurrection. That is the sign of Jonah. But also the sign of Jonah is what happened when Jonah went to Nineveh. What happened when he went to Nineveh? He started preaching God's message that Nineveh will be destroyed, and what before he'd even gotten partway across the city. The whole city, from the king all the way down to the animals, was in sackcloth and ashes and repented. And so God averted his hand and did not destroy Nineveh. We hear at the judgment, the queen of the south will rise with the men of this generation, and she will condemn them. This is the Queen of Sheba. She heard of the wisdom of Solomon and went all the way to hear him. Well, Jesus is greater than Solomon. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will arise with the generation and condemn it. Why? Because they repented when they heard Jonah's preaching. And yet, the men of that generation did not repent when they heard the very words of God coming from the mouth of God. Oh, those wicked people of that generation, are we that much better? While Jesus is not with us in the flesh, we know the outcome of the story. We know that he is God. We know that he has died for our sins. We know that he has risen from the dead. He has established his church. He has given us the sacraments. He has revealed God's will to us. What greater sign could any of us have than that? So we need to believe, lest the men of Nineveh, condemn us too. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.